Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Canning, and of course she is naturalist for Cass County Conservation. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Halloween time.
Yes, yes.
You like, is that one of your favorite holidays?
Probably not, but
it's still fun.
Yeah, I still enjoy it.
Yeah. And some people just think it is the best time ever. So that's good. You know, we can have a little variety in our lives. And you plan, I guess, a biannual event.
Yes, yes. We switch off. We have the lighted Halloween campground on the even years. And then on the odd years, we are doing a Halloween hike. And so both events just take so much for volunteers and things like that. We can't. And plus, I don't want to choose between the two now.
Having a good time on both of them. So, well, you know, and then some that gives something to look forward to. It's a little different this each year. So, okay. So this is the camp at the campground. Which campground?
So we are at Cold Springs in Lewis, and we do a lighted Halloween campground. So if you've not been to this before, you drive through and you stay in your car and you look at all of the pretty Halloween lights or the scenes they make up. Because sometimes we don't require campers. People think that we require a camper. But you don't have to use a camper to string your lights on. We've had people use Easy Ups before and things like that. Whatever they want to do to make that scene. And it's not scary, so no one's going to jump out at you or no one's going to come running with chainsaws kind of thing. So it's non-scary. And then you drive through, and then at the end we have vote takers, and so we hand you a ballot and you get to vote on which one you think is the best. You can choose to get out of your vehicle and park your vehicle and come into the shelter. We do snacks and you get to see the prizes. We do s'mores and have a little bit
of a bonfire. It's fun for everybody. And it's great that we were talking about it. Some people just love Halloween, and it's a good thing.
People we need. So if you're still looking to want to sign up for this, you can still sign up and decorate for a site. Wednesday, October 26th, the deadline, and you can always give us a call. We're still taking applications. We have enough to do it, so don't be worried that we're going to cancel the event. We have enough sites to do it, but we always welcome more.
More the better, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, and people get to see more as they drive through. So what time is the drive-through?
The drive-through starts at 7, and it goes till 9, so you have any time in between those 2 hours to vote. And if you have 4 people in your car, you get 4 ballots. So,
okay, everybody gets a voice.
Yes, everyone gets to vote. So,
okay.
In 2014, we had 200 people through.
Wow. I'm impressed.
So we had 200 votes cast. And so, we're excited every year because, again, these are the people that love to decorate. And, I mean,
So do they... Is there a time when they have to, I mean, they have to have them up by a certain time, but then do they leave them for a while?
They can start decorating as early as noon on Saturday, and then they have to be done by 6:30. So we can also go around and look for safety things and give them the final go through.
But then do they have to take it down that night?
They don't have to take it down that night if they don't want to. And then they also, for participating, they get a free night of camping. So if they want to stay the night. And that's the thing. A lot of people kind of wait also to kind of see what the weather's going to do. And Saturday night's low is only in the 50s.
This weather is
so
just unbelievable.
Phenomenal. And I'm excited. I was worried about picking the last Saturday of
October. I mean, some years we've had snow and ice and everything else by that time. So, looking good.
Yes.
So that the weather's cooperating for you. So great fun. Again, if people still want to be a participant in terms of decorating, they need to let you know by the 26th.
They need to call. That,
you know what? That's today.
Yes. and they need to call my office and 769-2372, and we'll get you all squared away and any other questions you might have.
Okay, of course. So and then again on the 29th is when everybody can come and take a look at all of those and get some s'mores and some good stuff. Sounds like fun. Okay, so of course that's not the only thing going on in your life, Laura. That's just one little piece.
Yeah, the swan contest is still going on. So if you haven't gotten your guess in, we're starting to fill up a little bit, but there's still plenty of guesses available yet. And so the call my office to enter in for picking the date of the arrival of the trumpeter swans to Lake Four here in Atlantic. So
I wonder if this nice weather means they're going to be later.
If I was a betting person.
that's the way you'd go.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And I know you've had some people who have been right on in terms of those dates, but you know.
Yeah. Their average arrival is the 17th of November.
Okay.
Yep. And last year, if you're not signed up for our newsletter, definitely give us a call as well. Get you signed up for our newsletter, because in our newsletter, our article about the swans and the contest, we had no deaths last year, and we got to bump up our average swan count for the day. So we average out how many swans are here, and our average was 79 last year.
That's a lot.
I know.
Yeah. So, pretty exciting stuff.
We're becoming a hot spot.
Now, you've mentioned the newsletter, and I could get that in my mailbox, but I could also get it.
Yep, you can also get it in your email as well. So if you're looking for our Cass County page, it's atlanticiowa.com, and then click on Cass County, and then you can click on conservation to find us.
Yeah. And it's always interesting to take a look at it, so be sure to do that. Now, of course, there are lots of those two things are really seasonal. I'm thinking another kind of seasonal, but maybe just a little bit later, is the bird feeder workshop.
Yeah, we continuing with our bird theme today.
Yes, that's true.
We have a bird feeder workshop in November, and we are doing some bird feeders down at the outdoor classroom on the 19th. It's a Saturday. It's the Saturday before Thanksgiving. So.
And if you haven't been to the outdoor classroom, you really need to go. There's new things happening.
Yes, there. We have a whole new kitchenette, and we've enclosed a portion of it. And so we have a little bit of extra space. There's a newer bathroom. So, yeah, come on down.
Yeah, for sure. And then it's such a nice area to drive into. So, yeah, you need to go check that out.
Yeah.
And of course, it's available for people to use for, I know there have been some weddings there.
Yes, there's been a couple weddings this year. And we do keep it plowed for the snow, so as best as we can.
Uh-huh.
And so if you are interested in renting it, it's free, actually. So just give our office a call, and we'll see if the date's open.
Would that be a good area for, like, cross-country skiing or snowshoeing?
We have one trail that's really good for cross-country skis down there. And then a lot of our parks have lots of different trails for snowshoes and things like that.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Great. So remember to go to mycountyparks.com to find out about all of those parks, of course. Okay, and then we're going to, I think, still stay in the bird
category.
Yes,
we have a birding trip that we do. If you're familiar, we do a crane trip every other year. And so we are promoting a Minnesota birding trip to northern Minnesota to go see some owls, some boreal chickadees. And we go up to the Duluth area and we stay. It's 4 days, 3 nights. And it's guided by a couple naturalists, myself included, and Carroll County and Sac County included in that. And so it's guided by some naturalists, and we go looking for some great things we don't get to see down here in Iowa.
And when is that?
It is in January. Yeah, the bus trip is in January.
Northern Minnesota in January.
I know.
I'm not sure about you, Laura.
I know. But we're also doing an informational night on the bus trip if you're wanting more information and want to see pictures and get kind of a bird list if you're a birder. We are doing that on the 28th. So after Thanksgiving, November 28th. Okay. It's a Monday evening, 7 p.m. at the depot.
Okay, very good. So it's a good find out about that. And I know that people who go on those trips have a wonderful time visiting with each other, just having a good time, in addition to seeing the birds you find.
Yes, you know, bus trips visit Cass County too, but you might want to be on a bus to go explore
yourself. Somewhere else,
another
place.
As well.
Okay. So again, let's remind people of the A Lighted Halloween
campground, and that's on this Saturday, the 29th, from 7 to 9. You can come at any time from that 7 to 9 and drive through the park and vote for the beautiful lights.
Enjoy and have a little refreshments afterwards. Yeah. So we want to thank you, Laura Canning, who's the naturalist for Cass County Conservation, and all of your volunteers who helped do that. And all the people who set up those lighted displays. Thank you, thank you.
Yes.
Or it wouldn't happen. So thanks for coming to visit with us, Laura. Until next time, here's a thought. I'll bet being in a nudist colony takes all the fun out of Halloween.